Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Welcome to this week's broadcast of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I am your host, Tom B. Stone, here with you with a loaded show today. But first, I invite you to call in and join the conversation and the freakus at 563-999-3754. Once again, that's 563-999-3754. You could also join me in the chat room where I will take your questions, comments, and opinions there as well. Folks, we are 2 days removed from the anniversary of the terrorist attacks of 9/11, 2001, that nearly shook this country down to its very foundation. And as I do every year for the past several, I watched a tribute to the fallen Americans that died that day, that were murdered viciously. Murdered that day. Brave men and women and children, even children, bravely read the names of their loved ones as well. It was absolutely heart-wrenching to watch this because some of the children and some of the even the adults, young adults, were not even born yet and didn't get to know the people who they were paying tribute to. But then the less I got through it, and just as we all did 22 years ago, being older now and more in tune to what is going on in the world today, I know we as a country are unfortunately divided. And it seems like it's beyond repair. And that wasn't the case 22 years ago. A day this country could have been destroyed in many, many ways. We as Americans came together and gave a big fuck you. And this leads me to believe that we are indeed capable of that again. And quite frankly, it keeps me going on a daily basis and gives me hope that perhaps someday, we can leave the next generation a country to love and cherish again. And what I'm truly pissed off beyond belief about is not only for the first time in 22 years, the commander-in-chief wasn't present. I mean, his trip to Alaska and Vietnam and India could have been rescheduled. It could have been pushed back a little so that he could at least make an appearance at the Pentagon. I mean, let's be honest, folks, it's right down the block from the White House. But no, he wasn't there. Instead, we got to see mumbling word salad queen Kamala Harris, who speaks to everybody like a five-year-old, smiling away. Eric Adams, who quite frankly looks like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Kathy Hochul, the paper governor. And Mike Bloomberg, I don't even know what he was doing there. And several other politicians who could really give a fuck less about the day the events, the victims, or the survivors, because they have spent the majority of their lives being self-involved, self-indulged, and for that they get their mugs on TV for their own PR, because they truly just don't care. Just as Joe Biden doesn't. When Joe Biden traveled halfway across the world to mumble out some sentence fragments, God only knows what, and walked off the stage, but not before telling the world that he's going to bed. And this man got 81 million votes. When he reached, Joe Biden just can't stop talking about himself. He can't stop making these tragedies and making things that happen that cause people to lose their lives or get injured or get really sick. He can't just can't help him make it about him. This man returned not even to Washington or New York City or Shanksville, Pennsylvania, but on the tarmac of Air Force One in Alaska as it was fueling up, he gave a speech talking about 9/11, selfishly making a day about himself, his son Beau, and his wife and daughter that all died 50-plus years ago, and how he knows about loss. Okay, Joe, we get it. Your family died tragically and left this earth too soon. To a drunk driver and brain cancer, not murder, wake up. And for the love of God, for once in your goddamn life, I want you to sit back. This is a man that the liberal nut job lefties call the king of empathy. He's a king of bullshit. He has no empathy because 9/11 does not concern him. And just as this goofy, irreverent, incontinent, feeble old man said that he marched with Nelson Mandela and was arrested during the civil rights, blah, 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 bullshit. He was even told not to say it again. Nobody believes him, and he keeps saying it. He just keeps telling stories of events he wasn't at or things he just makes up. The only thing that I buy from Joe Biden that he ever said is that he likes kids jumping on his lap. Now, before he could even make this any worse, Joe Biden lies again and claims he, in fact, was at Ground Zero on September 12th. And as he was looking at the wreckage of the aftermath of the terrorist attack, he felt like he was gazing through the gates of hell. Well, here's a fact check, folks. Unless the Senate floor in Washington was renamed the Gates of Hell on September 12, 2001, then Joe Biden was not in New York City or anywhere close. So it's a lie. How many times is this man going to lie to the American people and think we believe him? Said he finished at the top of his class, finished at the bottom of his class. He plagiarized a speech when he ran for president in 1988. He's a cosmic embarrassment to this country. And all you Trump haters are jumping up and down for Joe Biden. He's such a nice man, and he's so this, and he's so... Give me a break. You're going to turn on him in a second. All these things that are coming out about Joe Biden, and you really think that we, the American people, don't know that you're ready, salivated, foaming at the mouth, ready to throw this man right underneath the bus? I don't need to check my sources. I have video evidence that this man was on the Senate floor in Washington, D.C., again, mumbling about God knows what. I don't know what the hell he was talking about. And in fact, I can't believe this is actually real, but he had less hair back then. And people could say all they want that Joe Biden is, sharp as a tack, and he's not fit to serve this country. He has no idea what he's talking about. The man said there's going to be a railroad. He just, bottom line, he wasn't at Ground Zero in New York City. He lied again. And it's disgraceful. He wasn't anywhere near it. He didn't give a damn. He didn't give a damn then. And I'm sure he can give a damn less now because it has nothing to do with him. So where exactly was Joe Biden that was so important that he couldn't make an appearance? Well, he was at the G20 summit in India. And then he flew to Hanoi, Vietnam to kiss the communist government's ass. Maybe to get in on that stockpile of minerals to build pointless American, pointless electric cars. Didn't think of that, huh? Surprised I didn't say, did you see Jane Fonda by his side? And Alaska? I had to watch the press conference 3 or 4 times over because he was so incoherent and mumbling about, I don't even know what, that his handlers whisked him away off the stage and ended the mutiny awkwardly, as a CNN anchor would label it. No, it wasn't just awkward. It was an unmitigated disaster. Calling the Saudi prince by the wrong name. You should really upload the video on Facebook. The look on the Saudi prince's face when he not only mispronounced his name not once but twice. Referring to countries in Africa as third world. Oh, and then changed it to Global South. And then later on, called it third world, called Africa countries third world again. And oh yeah, he couldn't stop there as he proceeded to kiss China's collective asses because that's who's been enriching him for the last umpteen years. Now, the mainstream liberal media then spun his absence because there was some backlash about the commander-in-chief not being at the commemorative anniversary of 9/11 and paying tribute to the 3,000-plus people who were murdered that day. Spinning it by saying, well, no American president appeared 22 years after the fact of Pearl Harbor, so why should Joe Biden have to appear at the 22nd anniversary of 9/11? I mean, how much time do you need? Ladies and gentlemen, that is an absolute slap in the face to the 3,000 people who were not only murdered on 9/11, but the additional 3,000 Americans that have died due to various illnesses over the past 2 decades, or the thousands of U.S. and Afghani soldiers, and let's not mention civilians that fought alongside us for 22 years, or 20 years, excuse me. But ladies and gentlemen, I am, in fact, after all that, that's not really what I'm pissed off about. In my opinion, I'm glad Joe Biden wasn't there because his exit of Afghanistan was just a complete debacle. And he made promises he couldn't keep. And then he blamed it on Trump, just as the rest of the mainstream media did. But what really pisses me off beyond belief is that the icing on the cake is that Kamala Harris echoed once again that the insurrection of January 6, 2001 was worse, Pearl Harbor, than September 11th. Worse! How? I want you to explain to me how it was worse. You can't. And the nut job clowns on MSLSD like Rachel Maddow and the Yetas on The View are cheerleaders for this cackling hyena because, you know, Trump and stuff. Orange man bad. I don't know how anyone takes these people seriously. And I said it before and I'll say it again. And I know there's some Democrats listening to this show. I know you do. Can't fool me. So I'm going to say it again because I know that your brains are melted and seeping out of your ears. So let me just say it loud again. And pay attention because you're about to get educated. No one died on January 6th. No one. Except one unarmed service member shot point blank range in the chest by a trigger happy Capitol Police officer in front of her fiance. Blew her away. Ashley Babbitt. That scumbag was deemed a hero. Not our first responders running into the burning building to save others, knowing they may not survive through the carnage. January 6th was not worse, in no way, shape, or form, than 9/11 or Pearl Harbor. So please, Kamala, get your head out of your enormous ass. Stop lying to the American people. It's a wonder why they don't cut her mic. January 6th lasted... There was a riot. There was no insurrection, okay? What were they going to pull an insurrection with? Flagpoles and cell phones? A ton of people who were protesting, the results of an election that they thought was unfair and unjust? Oh, yeah, but Joe Biden got 81 million votes. Yeah, the most votes in presidential history. Including more than the first African-American president. Yeah. You're going to stand over me and piss on my forehead and tell me it's raining. I don't buy it. And neither do the rest of the American people. And that's why they were there. '9/11 was a premeditated terrorist attack on the entire country. Not just Washington, D.C. Let's not fail to mention that Enrique Terrio, a man who wasn't even present at the site of the Capitol of the insurrection, sentenced to 23 years in federal prison for seditious conspiracy. Yet the same day, a man that's on camera riling up the crowd, telling them to go into the Capitol, seen whispering something in his nephew's ear, before one of those barricades came down and all hell broke loose. Batman Ray Epps still walks free. You know why? Because Donald Trump and stuff. Orange Man bad. And he sent mean tweets. And he hurt my feelings. And he's a racist. And he's Hitler. I don't recall Donald Trump putting people in the oven and incinerating them. I don't recall Donald Trump saying one racist thing. Not one. Would you like me to play you the several clips of Joe Biden being a racist son of a bitch? I have about 15 of them, and that doesn't even scratch a goddamn surface. But please, spare me. I, for one, am going to speak it loud and say that the American people have absolutely had enough, and we, as a country, need to stand up and scream louder than we've ever screamed, and fight like hell. You heard the three words, fight like hell, to take this country back to the position it was before. Yet these clowns, and these hooligans, and these grifters, and these criminals, public office, and get the right people in who actually give a fuck to make it right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to give you a reminder that every Thursday afternoon you can tune in to Marcus Caine's As I See It. Every Thursday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you like the content on this show that I provided you, it's a really good show to tune into every Tuesday afternoon, 2 p.m. Some really good insights and some good stuff on that show. In closing, folks, we here at Talk 29 would like to thank all the brave servicemen and women, past, present, and future, who also fight like hell to protect this country every single day. I would also like to thank you for taking the time to listen to my show and giving me this platform to bring this to you. My goal is to always give you the truth and always give you the facts, even give you news that the mainstream media will not tell. Not only because they won't, because they can't. See, I'm not handcuffed. They are. If you ever think that I'm not giving you accurate information, you could send a message to to the Facebook page, to my instant message. Send me an email. Yeah, call up and debate. Call up and talk about it. But honestly, folks, I will never lie to you. I give you the most accurate information I have at my disposal each and every single week, as long as I'm on the air and as long as there's breath in my body. And for the brave servicemen and women, past, present, and future, who fight to protect this country every single day and for the sacrifices they make to give us the freedoms that we have, such as being able to speak openly and freely on this broadcast. On behalf of my family and all of us here at Talk 29, I thank you. May God bless you and your families. And God bless the United States of America. Thanks for listening. God bless the U.S.
cry.